Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The gospel lesson for today is the story of the temptation of Jesus. We've all experienced that temptation. It happened to four teenage boys one day. It was a beautiful spring day, and they just couldn't resist the urge to take a day off from school and go fishing, and so they did. The next day, when they returned to school, they told the teacher that their car had gotten a flat tire, and that by the time they walked the 10 miles necessary to get that tire fixed, it was too late to come to school. Much to their relief, the teacher looked at them and smiled and said, "Well, that's okay, fellas. You didn't miss very much. We did have a pop quiz, though, so if you'll take your seats and sit down, we'll go through that pop quiz for you, and you'll be all caught back up." And so, with smiles on their faces, they now sat down and got out their pencils and papers and were ready to take the pop quiz. Still smiling, the teacher looked at them and said, "Okay, here's the first question. Which tire on the car went flat?" We are now in the season of Lent. It's a time of penitence and preparation for Easter. We want to be ready to celebrate that Easter morning when Christ rises from the dead. And that being said, as we look at the gospel, we have to think, well, maybe this is not a good gospel. It's not in the right place, because this is more like a gospel that would fit in Epiphany. This happens right after Jesus' baptism. And we would think, with Epiphany beginning with his baptism, it would come then. And yet, here it is. And so we have to wonder why it might be here in Lent rather than in Epiphany. Before I answer that question as to why this lesson might be here, I want to take a little bit of a look at the gospel lesson for the day itself. As I said, immediately after Jesus was baptized, this reading begins, Jesus is taken to the wilderness. He's led by the Spirit, and he's there for 40 days being tempted by the devil. He has nothing to eat. And so at the end of those 40 days, he's pretty hungry. After all, he is human, and he's weak, and he's tired. And Satan seizes this opportunity, thinking that in his fatigue and his hunger, Jesus might just succumb to his stories and lies and perceptions. And so the devil appeals to Jesus' hunger and to his pride, and he says, "If you're the Son of God, you can turn these rocks into bread." And that's true. Jesus could have done that. But Jesus resists that temptation and says, "Man does not live by bread alone." And then next, Satan takes Jesus to a high mountain and he shows him all the nations of the world. And he says, "You can have all of these nations. You can be the political leader of all of these nations if you will just bow down and worship me." And Jesus reminds Satan that he is supposed to worship the Lord your God with all your heart, but him only shall you serve. Undaunted, Satan tries one more time. This time he's going to quote scripture to Jesus. He takes him to a high spot on the temple. As it's calculated today, that would have been probably about 100 feet off the ground. A pretty high spot. This ceiling is about 35 feet, so about three times the height of that. Satan says, "You see, you can sit up here, and I just want you to jump down because, well, the angels will save you." In Psalm 91, Satan says, "He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up." Not a problem, Jesus. Just go ahead and jump down and let the angels catch you. But Jesus reminds him that you shall not put your Lord God to the test. And so Satan departs for a more opportune time. Oh, that we were like Jesus, that we were able to quote Scripture each time we are tempted, and in that quotation we would be able to resist. But unfortunately, what I frequently hear is, and it happens to me as well, people say, isn't there a verse that says something about this somewhere in the Bible? And yes, there is, but we don't know exactly what it is, and we don't know the context where we read it. And we might remember some of the words, but not all of them. And so because of that, today we take a look at ourselves, because we know that we too often have given in to temptation. You see, the problem is Satan is called the great deceiver. He deceives us. He causes others to deceive us. When I was a kid, the big scam was, I have this land in Arizona that I'd be happy to sell you. This actually happened. People actually tried to set up toll booths over the Brooklyn Bridge because they thought they had purchased that bridge and therefore had owned it. And Satan is still at work today. You've probably gotten some of those robocalls that make all kinds of offers. One of those is, congratulations, you have won a new car or the lottery or some great gift, and all you have to do is send me some money. When our faith is at its weakest, when we are depressed and distracted and deceived and discouraged, that's when Satan comes to us with this offer that we just can't resist. This temptation that, well, it will be okay. God won't really mind. And the problem is, too often we fall for those temptations. I could probably come up with a list of those temptations that you have been subjected to, but then you might think those are the things that I have been subjected to, and I'm not willing to admit that. So you say, well, yes, we've been tempted. Yes, we have failed. What's the good news here? What is it that I can take home? What can I remember from this story about Jesus' temptation? We look at this story in usually the way of Jesus won today. The devil tempted him and Jesus resisted. And we say, way to go, Jesus, you showed him, because the devil went away. And that's good. But there's another way to look at this story. This is Satan's first defeat since the fall in the Garden of Eden. This time it is Satan who falls. He fails when he didn't fail with Adam and Eve. And because he failed, he beats a hasty retreat. He's been humbled and defeated, and he goes away having failed to accomplish his mission. And that, dear friends, is the good news for us. Because as we begin this season of Lent, this time of preparation and penitence, we can do so with confidence, because even though we are vulnerable, God has already defeated Satan. This text today is almost like a spoiler alert. Satan is still around to tempt us, and he will continue to do so. He tries to create all of the hate and the discontent that he can. And while he may, in fact, tempt us and we fall for it, he is not the victor. It is Jesus who is the victor. Try as he might, Satan cannot remove our names that are written in the book of heaven on the day that we were baptized. Because Satan lost that day when he tempted Jesus, we can confidently navigate the season of Lent. We can be happy that God has won already, because we know that on the last day, Satan will be vanquished to Hades. while those of us who believe will spend our time in heaven with Jesus, our victorious Jesus. So while the war may not be over, the outcome is already clear. Jesus has broken Satan's grip on us, on all of humanity. The Son of God has resisted Satan and not surrendered to his wily ways. Just as one man's failure, Adam, resulted in the death of all people, likewise the victory that we see today of one man, Jesus, so that all who believe in him might have a victory that he brings to believers to salvation and eternal life. Today is the first Sunday in Lent. Today we begin to follow Jesus on his journey to the cross. Today we begin a journey of penitence and repentance. And there's even a little bit more good news. That same Jesus who won that day back, way back when, is standing beside us today. He's standing beside you and he's standing beside me, helping us to resist the temptations that Satan may bring our way. And so to answer that question as to why this story is here and not Epiphany, it's because this story is the spoiler alert. The victory has already been won, and salvation is ours. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.